Excuse me. I noticed that the last time I was doing this, I had food on my mouth. All kinds of craziness. I had food on my mouth. Stuff was flying out my mouth. I'm taking my blood pressure. Because I think it should be, I don't know what it should be actually. I've been doing pretty good. Let's just face it, I do good. I mean, you know, I'm hard on myself, but let's just face it. Let's just call a spade. I do good. I do very well. I'm in good health. I take care of myself. I mean, let's just be honest. We got to cop to the truth. We got to cop to the truth and quit. I have to stop being such, being pitiful and acting like I ain't on top of the game. You know, let's just face it. I'm on top of the game. I am on top of the game. I am. And I try to act like this. I try to act like that. 131 over 107. Oh, my God. Life smacked me in my face. Maybe because I was talking. See? Maybe because I was talking. Or it might have been all those beef sausages that I had at the game yesterday. Because I've been eating my unsalted potato chips for crying out loud. I've been eating my unsalted potato chips. That should count for something. 131 over 107. Okay, I got to stop talking. I'm going to take my blood pressure and come back. I'm going to hit pause. Okay, no bullshit. This one came down to 114 over 85. Once I stopped talking, I'm going to do it again. It came down to 114 over 85. I kid you not. I wish I could show you. In fact, I probably could show you if I was ever so inclined. I can move the camera and just do everything. I can, huh? I can. Let me try. Just to be doing it. See, 114 over 85. The reason it's being like that because I got the chroma key on. 114 over 85. See that? Not bad, huh? Not bad for a Negro. All right, I'm going to pause. 125 over 89 this time. 125 over 89. I'll take it. I mean, come on. Let's be real. You'd be happy with 125 over 89. You'd be ecstatic if you could get 125 over 89. 125 over 89 is a win. 125 over 89 is a win. 125 over 89. 125 over 89 is a win, damn it. It's not. It's still high. Uh-oh, shit. I got to check in. See, y'all got me talking, doing stuff. I got to punch in. It's already 12:01. I'm late. You know my time card. You look at my time card, there don't be no red exclamation points on my time card because I punch in when I'm supposed to. And then my start to log on to start time is I usually be 100%. And then you got to punch at a certain time. Of course, you can't be late. Late for work. I'm never late for work. I don't even add that into the conversation. Okay. Being late, that don't even come into the conversation. I don't even factor that in. When I talk about being late, I mean either not going into available fast enough, missing that 15 minute, and I rarely do that. Or not doing this or not doing that, but not being late. Not being late, not leaving early. I just adhere. I adhere to the numbers they give me because I know what they are. It's not like you wake up and the numbers change. You know what the numbers have been like this for 9 years. So if I can't make the numbers by now, there's something going on. If I can't make the numbers by now, there's something going on. I mean, look at my time thing. I mean, boom, 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 boom. You know, I love time. Time is a factor that I like to adhere to. It's a finite. Time is a finite, meaning that. A it doesn't change. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. Time is always going to be there. There's no excuse for being late. There's just no excuse for being late. There's no excuse for being late. There's reasons, but there's no excuse. You know. All right, I'm gonna take my. Oops, was I on pause? Was I on pause during that whole time, or was y'all sitting there watching me take my 129/91 reading? So y'all done got my blood pressure up. Y'all done got my blood pressure up. Where does that fussing come from? Where does that? Why do people do that? Y'all ain't got my, you know, fussing at y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, we tease. We all joke. We joke like that. Other cultures do it, and I admit, I thought it was only black people who did it. Black people probably do it the best, but they, you know, that fussing at something that shouldn't be fussed at in jest, and it's almost an endearing display of affection. You know, if you look at you made me do, you know, that old style of fussing, or I don't know what to call it, cultural, I don't know what you want to call it. But I'm taking my pressure again. I want to get away from that. I do want to get away from that. And not that I want to go totally positive, because totally positive is not icky. It's sappy and boring and unrealistic. There has to be some grind to it. There has to be some kind of friction and to life. Life isn't polished and sanitized. There has to be some kind of friction. There has to be ups and downs. So, and that's why when I try to write a happy song, I just didn't, just try to write happy lyrics or a happy thing. 124/89 this time. 124/89. So I'm in the house. You know what I mean? I'm in the house. Then I get my phone here. I get my phone and I'll sync it. Every now and then I like to sync it. I really can go months and months and months without doing it, but I like to keep it up to date and sync. And I'll sync it, and then I see it starts to sync. I take this. Everything goes in this place, and there's a regiment, and there's a time, and everything. Like right during this time right now, I'm supposed to go brush my teeth. I go brush my teeth. Because I just ate. And I don't want to brush my teeth before I eat. Because then I have to brush them again. Punched in. Actually, sit down to eat like at 11:30, 11:25, 11:30. So, and during that time, I fire up my work computer. I look over a few things at work computer, and I'm playing with my other stuff. You know, I'm still doing, you know, Cubase and music. No, well, not still doing it. I started up a little bit, you know, see what I want to do online on my websites, whatever. It's mostly for personal. But even during that personal time, you know, I fire up the work computer, see if there's anything glaring I need to see. Check that, check this, you know, kind of ease on to it. Make sure this works, make sure that works. You know, see where I left off yesterday. Touch base, blah, blah, blah. And check emails. And after that, and I eat, you know, I kind of settle. I look around in my setup. What do I want to get done today? You know, what do I want to accomplish today? You know, other than, you know, maintain a high work performance. You know, there's some free time in there. You know, what do I want to kind of focus on? I need to file my taxes. I need to send this tax thing back to these people. I was thinking about getting a Costco membership, because you get $30 back if you get a Costco membership. I think last time I got a Costco membership, they gave me $40. They gave me a check of $40 credit. The membership was $60. So I said, oh, what the hell, you know. And I might do it again for $30, because just to get them damn chickens. Just to get them damn chickens, Lloyd. Lord, just to get them chickens, them roasted chickens for $5. Good, good, good. Because I'm telling you, Ralph's charged $9.99 for their roasted chickens. They ain't no good. I went to Walmart Green out in Loma Linda, and I got one of their roasted chickens. It was like $6-7, whatever. And it was good and juicy. In fact, it was so good, juicy, and whatever, it's probably bad for me. It was so much of a difference. It was cheaper, bigger, and better. I don't know if it was too much salt in it. I don't know if they injected with grease. I don't know if they, because my mother was watching, you know, how you fried turkey. She was wanting to do that. And how they would inject the turkey. They'd make it like a buttery base. It was like butter and herbs and stuff. And they'd take a syringe and they would actually inject the turkey. I think maybe them chickens was that, because they just so juicy and just so good. Compared to the ones at Ralph's that cost more, smaller, and just tastes like, ugh. They must be better for you. They must be better for you. Anyway, let me go brush my teeth. I'm going to hit pause and go brush my Just because I can. Just because I can. Just because I can. The reason I did that was just because I can. Just to do it. I had 4 minutes. I was like, I'm going to do it. Because that camera's portable. Look where I set that camera. See, now I got to set this one back. I got 2 minutes before I got to pick up a call. I got 2 minutes. I'm doing what I'm doing. And I'm doing what I'm doing. I got 1 minute. I think I'm ready. I got everything all set up to go available. To be ready to take calls. Because I start at... I take calls at 12:14. We're supposed to be at 12:15. You're supposed to be live. I always do it at 12:14 just to make sure. Just to make sure there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. And it's 12:14, and we're going live right now. Here we go. See what happens. We're gonna get an email. That's what an email sounds like. Can you hear it? That's what an email sounds like. All right. All right, I got to handle business.